What separates those who achieve remarkable success from those who merely dream about it? In The Greatness Guide, Robin Sharma reveals that greatness isn't reserved for a select few. It's available to anyone willing to embrace specific mindsets and daily practices. This isn't abstract theory, but practical wisdom distilled from working with celebrity entrepreneurs and Fortune 500 executives. The path to greatness doesn't require special talents or privileges, just consistent application of fundamental principles that transform ordinary lives into extraordinary ones. The journey begins with a simple but profound shift, recognizing that leadership isn't about your title, but about how you show up in every aspect of life. True leadership comes from mindset, not position. Consider the luggage repair employee who fixed a suitcase at no charge, or the hospital janitor who comforts worried families. They embody leadership by becoming solutions rather than problems. Successful organizations create a culture of leadership where everyone thinks like an owner, entrepreneurial, proactive, and responsible for results. At Ritz-Carlton, any employee can spend up to $2,000 to solve guest problems without approval. This doesn't mean doing the CEO's job, but fully showing up in your role with an ownership mentality. Embracing leadership without title transforms both your workplace and life. You stop waiting for permission to make a difference. Leadership begins with self-leadership, managing your thoughts, emotions, health, and time before influencing others. As Sharma says, you can't help others breathe if you can't breathe yourself. Your days define your life in miniature. What seems like insignificant daily choices, the books you read, the people you meet, the thoughts you entertain, compound over time to create your destiny. Success isn't about dramatic transformations, but consistent application of fundamentals, like water shaping stone through persistent action. The most successful people create success structures, systems and rituals that consistently bring out their best performance. Sharma rises at 5 a.m. five times weekly for his holy hour of exercise, reflection, and learning. He maintains regular workouts, schedules recovery time, follows a whole food nutrition plan, journals daily, reads widely, and conducts weekly planning sessions every Sunday. Leadership begins on the extra mile, that space beyond what's required, where few venture, but where greatness is forged. True growth occurs outside our comfort zones. As Sharma notes, great achievement often happens when our backs are against the wall. When Hernando Cortez landed in Mexico in 1519, he ordered his lieutenants to burn our boats, eliminating retreat as an option. Many resist growth due to the 4F syndrome: fear, craving certainty, failure, avoiding trying to avoid failing, forgetting, getting inspired but overwhelmed by daily demands, and faith, becoming cynical from past disappointments. The most successful people don't just tolerate discomfort, they actively seek it out, understanding that diamonds form under pressure and remarkable human beings emerge when winning becomes the only option. The enemy of the best is the good. True innovators see the impossible as inevitable. They live from imagination, not memory. Recognizing that stagnation means death, while reinvention creates breakthrough opportunities. Innovation demands the courage to be different. If people aren't laughing at your ideas weekly, you're likely playing too safe. Netflix faced ridicule for streaming when Blockbuster dominated. Tesla was mocked for electric cars, and Airbnb's concept seemed absurd. Yet they thrived by embracing resistance and operating at life's edges. Roger Bannister's breaking of the 4-minute mile in 1954 demonstrates how impossible barriers are often mental constructs. Medical experts claimed it would be fatal, yet within weeks of his achievement, numerous runners replicated his feat. He had shattered not just a record, but a limiting belief. What's your personal 4-minute mile? What assumptions hold you back? Your mindset creates your reality, as beliefs shape actions and determine what you'll attempt. Remarkable accomplishment requires remarkable dedication. Michael Jordan became a basketball genius through relentless practice beyond team sessions. Thomas Edison registered 1,093 patents through disciplined work habits, often experimenting for 20 hours straight. When Picasso charged $1 million for a quick sketch, he explained, "It took me 30 years to do that masterpiece in 30 seconds."
Business isn't just about transactions, it's fundamentally about relationships. People do business with people they like, and customers buy with their hearts more than their heads. Touch hearts and they'll return. Engage emotions and they'll become loyal fans who promote your business. Consider Starbucks. I could get cheaper coffee elsewhere, but I love how they make me feel. Their baristas learn regular customers' names and remember their usual orders. As neurologist Donald Cowan explains, emotion leads to action, while reason leads to conclusions. When customers merely like you, they'll leave for cheaper options, but when they love you, you become family. Building these connections requires genuine human interaction. The best performers connect face-to-face whenever possible. Listening is perhaps the most powerful relationship-building tool. My mother said I was given 2 ears and 1 mouth to listen twice as much as I speak. Most people wait for their turn to talk rather than truly listen. Real listening means being fully present, asking thoughtful follow-up questions, and remembering important details.
True fulfillment comes from balancing success with significance, achieving goals while making a meaningful difference in others' lives. Sharma calls this the Mandela balance, referencing Nelson Mandela's wisdom about appreciating progress while acknowledging the continuing journey. Sharma identifies 7 forms of wealth: inner wealth, positive mindset, spiritual connection; physical wealth, health; family and social wealth, relationships; career wealth, professional fulfillment; economic wealth, financial resources; adventure wealth, creativity and challenge; and impact wealth, making a difference. The greatest regret of wealthy clients isn't insufficient money, but losing their families while building businesses. Your schedule reveals your actual priorities. If family time isn't scheduled despite claiming its importance, it's not truly a priority. There can be no authentic success when your schedule misaligns with your deepest values, what Sharma terms the integrity gap. At life's end, we rarely regret not making more money, but rather places not visited, friendships neglected, risks avoided, and time not spent with loved ones. True leadership creates immortality through impact. Greatness comes from starting something that outlasts you. Ask yourself, as if today were your last, did I dream richly, live fully, learn to let go, love well, leave the earth better? The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best is today. Each day offers a choice: blame circumstances or find the gift in adversity. An extraordinary life isn't reserved for the privileged few. We're all destined for greatness, but must do our part through consistent choices that compound into remarkable results. Life wants us to win. We simply need to participate. As Archbishop Desmond Tutu said, "No situation is untransformable, no person hopeless. Everyone will die, but how many will truly live?"